Welcome to Weekly Wisdom, a podcast about exploring wisdom in philosophy, science, comedy, pop culture, and everyday life. This is part four in a series on the parables of Jesus. If Jesus lived in Japan with Zen Buddhists, and with all the stories out there about Jesus, why not? They'd probably call his parables great koans. A koan is a kind of problem a Zen teacher gives a student he is instructing in meditation on the nature of life. The trick being that there is no common sense answer to the koan. What it's really designed to do is to get you to stop thinking in your usual way. It's designed to crack you open, in a sense, so that you have a greater epiphany of what truth really is. The purpose of the koan is not to have an answer, but an experience. The kingdom of God is like a man who has 100 sheep and loses one, and does everything he can to retrieve the sheep that he lost. It is not for us to answer how unwise it would be for a man to give up 99 sheep in order to retrieve one, but to let God enter into us to receive the divine blessing and perhaps realization that God loves everyone. If there is one thing I'm sure of about the teachings of Jesus, it is that he wanted people to know that God's love is available to all. God loves you. You are the blessed one. God has enough love for you and for everyone. I love how the prophet Muhammad is said to have explained it. It is said that when you take one step towards Allah, Allah takes one step towards you. But the truth is, Allah is always with you. The divine does not discriminate. All are the beloved. The divine does not reject, no matter the mistake. The divine does not play favorites. We are all chosen. But you know who does discriminate? I do. And who rejects? I do. And who plays favorites? I do. Maybe you do too? I like to think that if I could just transcend the mind that judges, that separates, that negates, I'd find myself submerged in the ever-present heart and discover a greater love. Not my way, but God's way. And Jesus in his teachings doesn't just want us to know this, but to feel this. Here's a parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of the vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up so much ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, good. But if not, after that you can cut it down." I love the simplicity and power of this parable. Each of us is like the tree, and although we all have the ability to bear the fruit of spirit, it does not come automatically. We must care for ourselves and nurture the ground or the life around us. Leo Tolstoy, in his Gospel in Brief, spoke and interpreted the parable this way. A man has an apple tree growing in his garden. The master comes into the garden, takes a look at the apple tree, and sees that there's no fruit on it. So the master says to the gardener, "I have been visiting now for 3 years, and this apple tree is still bare. It must be cut down, otherwise it is just taking up space for nothing." But the gardener says, "Let us wait a while longer, master. Let me dig around it, give it fertilizer, and then we will take a look at it after summer. Maybe it will bear fruit, and if it doesn't bear fruit all summer, well, then we will cut it down." It is the same with us. While we live by the flesh and do not bear the fruit of spirit life, we are also like a fruitless apple tree. Indeed, we are like the tree, and our life is a form of our spiritual body. If we want to bear the blessings of life, we have to take care of ourselves. This is reminiscent of the powerful words Jesus speaks in the Gospel of John. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the laborer. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he cuts off, and the one which bears fruit, he prunes so that it may bring forth more fruit. You have already been pruned because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain with me and I with you. Just as a branch cannot give fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, even so you cannot unless you remain with me." When we care for our mind and body, it is easier to open up to the spirit that can truly nurture and transform our lives. Or, as Tolstoy put it, "My teaching is the tree of life. The Father is he who cultivates the tree. He cleans and grooms those branches that bear fruit so that even more will grow on them. hold to my teaching of life, and life will grow within you. And just as the branch does not live of itself, but takes life from the tree, likewise you will take life from my teaching.